Chas Mishnah Hay. We're dealing here with a situation where a person began eating on Shabbos afternoon. They began eating their Shalosh Shudos, and now it's time for them to bench. And their meal extended into nightfall, so Shabbos is over. They only have one cup of wine, and therefore they have to use that wine both for benching and for Havdalah. And therefore they're going to combine benching and Havdalah. And the discussion in our Mishnah is what is the proper order. Beishamai omrim, ner umazon uvsamim v'havdala. First you make the bracha on the ner, bori me'orei ha'esh, then the bracha on the mazon, in other words, benching, then besamim, bori mnei besamim, and then havdala, hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol. Ubeishilol omrim, ner uvsamim umazon v'havdala. First bori me'orei ha'esh, then bori mnei besamim, then Birkas HaMazon, and then Havdalah. The Gemara explains that everybody agrees that you do Havdalah last. The reason for that is because we want to push off Havdalah as long as we can to show that we want to extend Shabbos as much as possible. The whole dispute is just with respect to the Ner and the Besamim. Beis Hillel says that you put the Ner and Besamim together first because since there's no problem with making those earlier, then we keep them together at the beginning. Then there is a machlokes, what is the precise text of the bracha for borei, for the candle, for the Havdalah candle. Beishamei omrim shebara me'or ha'esh. You don't say bari me'orei ha'esh, as we do, but you say, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech olam, shebara me'or ha'esh. Uveisilo omrim, borei me'orei ha'esh, as we say. What's the differences? So if we look carefully, there are two differences. First of all, Beishamai says you say shebara, as opposed to Beishilo that says borei. And the second is that Beishamai says that you say me'or, as opposed to Beis Hillel, that says you say me'orei. In terms of the first distinction, Shebara versus Borei, it would seem that Beis Shammai says you refer back to the light that was created originally, and therefore use past tense, and Beis Hillel says you use present tense. However, the Gemara says that even Beis Hillel agrees that Borei can also imply past tense. The Gra in Shnos Eliyahu has a very interesting interpretation then why they argue if they both agree that Borei can mean past as well. But Beis Hillel is based on the Pasuk, which refers to the creation as Borei. Like, for example, the Pasuk in Yeshayahu says, Yotzer Or uvorei Choshech. And likewise, they disagree whether you say Me'orei or M'or, because Beis Shammai says you say Me'or, there's a single light, and Beis Hillel says Me'orei, there are many lights and many, many, many flames, many colors within a single flame. There's red light, there's yellow, there's orange, etc. And therefore, because of those different colors, then the appropriate text is Me'orei, which is plural. Perek Ches Mishnah Vav. Ein mevarchin lo al haner, velo al besamim shel gayim. We're dealing here with Havdalah. And it says that you shouldn't make the bracha of borei me'orei ha'esh on the candle of a non-Jew and on the besamim of a non-Jew. Why not? The candle of a non-Jew, because it wasn't shavas, it didn't rest. Either because it was used on Shabbos or was lit on Shabbos. Since the guy probably lit his candle on Shabbos, and we don't want to make the bracha on it. And we don't use their besamim because they might have been used at a meal for idolatry. And then smelling them becomes prohibited, as we'll explain shortly. V'lo al haner, v'lo al besamim shel mesim, and not on the candle for a deceased body, or besamim for a mace. The reason for this is because The reason for that Nair is not for its light. That candle was lit for the kavod of the mace. And we want to make a bracha on a candle which was lit for its light. And you don't make the bracha on a besamim because those besamim are to get rid of the smell of the dead body. V'lo al haner, v'lo al besamim shalifnei avodah zara. And likewise, you don't make a bracha on the ner and the besamim that were used for idolatry, because they become asher b'hana. You can't benefit from idolatry. Ein mevarchen al haner ad she'ei usel le'oro. You can't make the bracha bari meri ha'esh on the candle until you benefit from its light. And therefore you should be close to the Havdalah candle when you make the bracha so that you could benefit from the light. And the Gemara explains the shear. The shear is that you have to be able to be close enough to distinguish between a candle, a coin of your country and a coin of a different country. It is based on this that people have the custom to look at their nails during Havdalah.